This is Rob Long with Martini Shot on KCRW. If you understand the call sheet, you understand Hollywood. The call sheet is a complicated data-packed document generated each night during a feature or TV production, telling the cast and crew when to show up the next day and where. It's an elaborate matrix of useful information, like where the nearest hospital is and when the sun is supposed to set, and a key to the complex political hierarchy of the project. At the top of the sheet, on the left-hand side, are listed the producers and the director, off to the side, yes, but at the top. And because none of those personnel is required to show up at any certain time, and none has any particular equipment required to complete their tasks, it's easy to stick them all in a box at the top, and a perfectly deft way to handle the credit issue. We don't know what exactly you do is the message, but we do know you like to be on top. Now, the next level is reserved for the departments, the hair and makeup, production stuff, you get the idea. And when they need to arrive and start doing the real work of building sets and fitting wardrobe and driving people around and that sort of thing. But dead center of the call sheet is the cast, ranked by importance to the project at hand. The top star goes, of course, at the top, and the rest of the cast is arrayed on down the sheet as their respective fees and irreplaceability diminish. People often refer to number one on the call sheet to denote the star, as in, I'm not going to tell number one on the call sheet that she can't have the coffee she likes. Or alternatively, I'm not going to go get some kind of special damn coffee for number six on the call sheet. But the rest of the call sheet is pure organized union card labor. Transportation schedules, load-in times, and on the back, a minutely detailed timesheet for pretty much everyone working on the production. In other words, the call sheet is Hollywood in capsule form, obsessed with rank and pecking order, bluntly open about power dynamics, but at base just really one big construction site. But it's also the only thing about the entertainment business that's organized or even remotely transparent. I mean, it's all there spread out like a financial document. In fact, it is a kind of financial document. And you can see at a quick glance who ranks where, who is in charge, who is working and for how long, and who has the juice. But the farther a project gets from the call sheet, the more murky it becomes. There are no call sheets. In other words, for any of the big talent agencies in town or at any studio or network headquarters, I mean, you can walk those halls for days and never really know who is in charge, who is supposed to be doing what, when anyone is supposed to be at their desks. And it might be useful for the industry as a whole to adopt the call sheet mentality. Writers, for instance, will be well served to issue a call sheet for themselves each night. Gotta be at the keyboard by a certain time. Lunch will be nearby. Here's what the weather's gonna be and the nearest hospital. The big agencies, too, should issue one, if only to notice that their names aren't on it and to reflect on what that might mean. It would help everyone, I think, to start to think brutally and clearly about who goes where on the sheet and how close to the top they really are. Because there is only one number one on the call sheet, even though a lot of people, especially those down around four or five, agents, executives, writers, directors, actors, all of us, well, we all like to think it's our spot for whatever reason, but maybe we'd all behave better to each other and to everyone else on the sheet if we really knew in black and white how replaceable we all are. And that's it for this week. Next week, we cancel the service for KCRW. This is Rob Long.